This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hello and welcome to Drag Her, the one and absolutely only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. I can't wait till another one comes out. It's going to be good, big, real good. My guests know nothing about Drag Race and are not involved in it in any way, but we love them anyways because they're beautiful, hunky geniuses. Hello, Big Dipper and Meatball.
Hello.
I can't believe you did that.
You did the wicked riff.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You did. Wow, harmony. Thank you guys so much for coming to do our silly drag pod. Obviously, we all do gay podcasts. You produce another incredibly popular drag podcast.
Yes.
That I'm just hearing about.
It's a
Drag
new,
Runner.
Yeah, that's
Drag
correct.
Runner.
Yeah, it's
got
for
it.
The... it's the sequel to Whale Rider. It's called Drag Runner.
No, I'm really gagged you guys are here. We're going to meet the queens, talk about season 12.
Yes. The highly anticipated, like, because
yes.
Now, because of the internet and Reddit and things.
Yes.
Like, the moment 11 was done,
mm-hmm.
they were filming 12, because they film over the summer,
mm-hmm.
and then it sort of comes out 6 months later, and 11 ended in, like, May or June.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, 11 ended, they filmed the finale, and they basically do that live finale and then gear up into,
because
they like film in July or August or something like that. So literally after Drag Race 11 was over, everyone was like 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
Right.
We've been hearing about it forever.
Yeah. And I'm glad that there was this break. I feel like we've done a good job of not having them all back to back to back.
I'm grateful for the break because on Race Chaser. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to, then we can go back and actually do what we meant to do, which is
cover
review
the old
seasons in order.
Yeah.
Because we have to stop every time there's a new season on.
Yeah. I it's so weird. I think now doing a podcast, I want more. But
you're like, what do we do when we are not on TV?
Yeah, like, but
I like your fake little Drag Race thing
that
you do. That's so funny.
Well, it's called fake drag race.
I know.
It's called that.
I like this fake little podcast thing.
This fake little ideas and things. She's that diddling you've been throwing her
out. I'm on so much coffee.
It's fun. No, thank you. I appreciate it. And I love that we're now part of this like just like group of gay podcasters fucking around and being stupid.
Yes. Who's fucking?
Who's fucking?
Not that even a who's relationship.
Who's fucking? No, just a lot of sucks. Sucking ain't cheating. I'm really excited to give a talk and a gag about this stupidity. We're gonna meet
some
queens.
Come on, give us a talk. Give us a talk about the season 12.
I'm gonna give you a talk.
I just watched these this morning, and I can tell you it was long.
It was long. I will say, it seemed like the general consensus when the thing was released was, why was Evie Oddly hosting it?
Well, now they do a thing where they always make the winner.
Because remember last year it was Aquaria hosting and they were doing the games?
Aquaria really hosted it.
Right. Well,
she was physically there.
She was physically there. And
thank God
like,
this was produced and edited, not just live.
Yes, because the live one was a train wreck that is now not on the internet anymore.
Really?
Because the lighting was bad.
Later that day.
Ooh, yeah. It was messy.
But the tea that I heard was that wasn't the World of Wonder production team behind that. It was the VH1 team who doesn't know how to light drag queens. I was going to say women.
Well, some of them are. Oh, God. Yeah. Some of them are ladies.
Some of them are ladies.
But they don't know how to light a performer
None
who dresses
are. It's drag
gregariously.
None of them are ladies.
That's also the tea. Do we want to talk about that tea?
I think it would be a great show if they had some trans drag queens on
it.
Of course. There's some incredible talent.
It's
literally,
no secret.
Literally, when Gia was on All Stars, you were like, cool, that's Gia with a light beat and a flower pattern dress on in the workroom and doing her interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's Gia up on the main stage. Like, there is a transition.
Yeah, there's a huge transition. Like transformation.
Or a transformation. Yeah. That's what I was
saying. That was also a transition. But there's a huge transformation.
And there's also a translation.
Wow, dear. Okay.
Patterns.
So that whole argument is just very dumb.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
It's very stupid and silly. And I think now they have to change. I hope.
But that's how it felt. I guess when you.
I thought going into this, I was going to see some trans drag queens on this.
Me
but
too.
I guess when you really think about, like, you know, so we're thinking like in the like pull back the curtain, you know, like they're casting for 13 right now. They like, you know, the audition call, like whatever it closed a while ago. Like, so they're figuring that out now. So when all of the really big stuff about trans queens came out, that was just before season 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like a blowover moment with RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel like the controversy was going to last as long as it did.
Right.
And so I feel like they were like, we can still do it. It'll be fine for 12.
Right.
And now it's such a big deal. My hope is that 13, they catch up.
They have to. And I also don't want them to even make it a thing. Just have the girls
they should just
on
have the
cast.
Girls.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like, wouldn't it be a gag? Look who it is when she like walks in. It like,
that's
should just
what
be
I'm,
like a regular.
They won't, but I'm almost afraid that the story will be trans girls versus male drag queens.
Oh, where they do like 6 and 6 or something.
I would just be
like
afraid
that.
Of the production storylines would try to do that thing.
Right.
Which would be messy.
Or they would separate the dressing room and be like,
them.
For privacy.
No,
and
there's
like,
no
Diva.
Way they would do any of this. They would think that through, right?
I think so.
Right?
I think so. I guess, yeah.
I don't know. They may not.
I don't know.
They've made
some sketchier choices.
We'll have to see. But like, I will say the Evie Oddly hosting thing.
Mm-hmm. It was weird because she wasn't there. She wasn't
so
present.
I was watching it on YouTube.
Yes.
Casually playing it as we chat.
I was watching it on YouTube, the Meet the Queens portion. We're about to talk about the runway, which is great. But the Evie Oddly
runway.
Is like the green screen.
The Dragula entrances.
The green screen runway type. Where if you watch her say, subscribe to VH1's YouTube channel, whatever. You can see her reading it, like her eyes flip out. Like,
and they were trying to make the screen, like they were trying to make her glitchy and like move around a little so you couldn't notice. But like, I can see her reading.
It's one sentence. Give her a second take.
This is also going to sound really shitty, but let her fly. I wanted it to feel cooler.
Yes.
Like,
they wanted it to feel cooler.
Yeah, look at them.
They wanted it to feel cooler, but like, I was just like, I don't know, deliver it more cool.
It feels like when like an X-Men Storm got a mohawk and like turned punk rock. Like, I feel like that's happening to Drag Race now.
It also feels like
Feels like the directive was punk rock runway.
Right.
Right.
It also feels like Evie was cool on her season because she hadn't watched herself back yet.
Yeah.
And now she's been holding the crown and seen herself on TV. So it feels like her behavior on this camera.
But also, have you talked to Evie? Because that's kind of how she is.
Yeah, she's chill. She's like...
That's what's interesting to me, though. Like, and I'm sure you have, obviously, you have a very qualified opinion on this. But like, isn't it funny that like the most extreme girls on Drag Race are incredibly boring by a Dragula standard?
Yeah. Well, by a Dragula standard, yeah, but like, I mean, I think a lot of them are just like a personality on camera, and then when you get to meet them, like I've spoken to them and hung out with a lot of them, they're just like super boring people.
Stars, they're just like us.
They're just like us, baby.
Us Weekly, they get groceries.
But also the other thing that you have to understand about going into this is that like Evie Oddly wasn't an actress or anything before Drag Race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was just like a girl doing drag in Denver, and now she got put on this platform.
This diva looks like the Boulay brothers.
Yeah. Here comes Miss Aiden Zane.
She literally looks like the big one, the tall one.
Miss Aiden Zane is coming first through in this grungy.
I honestly, the tall one.
I actually, in my phone, I have Boulay's tall, Boulay's small.
I just have both the Boulay brothers in my phone. I never know who's texting me.
Have they ever given themselves names? Yes. Or they deleted their names?
And
Swanthula and Drachmorta.
Yeah.
But I never know which one
is which. I don't
know
which one's
which. I don't know
and
either.
And I think they like that, right?
Sure.
Isn't that the vibe? Brand. I feel like that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Because they are the Boulay brothers. And for a long time, they did not have first names.
They did not have separate names.
They were just a collective.
But you know what we're here to talk about?
Drag Race. Okay, sorry.
No, I don't give a fuck. Hey, look, you're not the producer on this podcast.
That's right.
Dipper.
I can do whatever I want.
Who is the producer here?
It's a shared brain.
Jesus.
When Jesus say yes, nobody
She comes out. She's gorgeous.
Awesome. Okay,
she's in what looks like Aiden. She looks like
Aiden.
She looks like a party.
That's like a big warehouse diva.
And we don't want to like compare, but we're gonna compare because it helps.
It's Dragula.
She's giving me Dragula. She's giving me Layla McQueen.
She's
but
got like
snake
a
eyes.
Bad Party City wig.
I don't like the wig either.
I love this wig.
Why?
Because
you're crazy.
Because of what she's doing.
Okay.
Because like to me,
it's like a David Bowie but black.
Right, but to me, all of her, like, there's nothing about her look that looks like messy or unintentional.
No. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, oh, she just threw this wig on and I like that because she made the choice to do that.
Yes.
So I'm into it.
I can't imagine it
with any other hair now that
I think
I'm seeing
it.
But what if it was like better hair in that style?
I think it cheapens the look.
Yeah, because the whole look looks great, but all I can look at is that fucking wig.
And the wig gives me Party City costume bag.
And it could be that she showed up with something else and for whatever reason, it could not be worn because of production.
Oh, because she came in the same wig as Brita Filter.
Right.
You know, and like you can't both have the same mohawk.
I like the pieces, but I think the wig for me lets it down.
It cheapens it.
I like the plaid. Do you like the plaid short? Do we like the sort of leather striped tights?
I kind of wish it was a skirt.
I like it as a short. I like that she's featured, like, she's, like, really giving you, like, this jacket. That's what she's featuring.
She's giving me Pat Benatar kind of. Next, we have Miss Britta.
Who stole Aiden's wig.
I read that. No.
That's Aiden's wig that she's wearing.
And
no, I'm just kidding.
And that's
Meatball's
why. Starting to start drama.
I heard that Ariel left this wig for her. That's what I heard.
She left it back in the workroom.
Britta Filter, New York City. Amazing.
She looks amazing.
Veneers.
Are they veneer?
No, I think she just has amazing teeth.
She has a big old beautiful mouth.
Her
could
mouth
be a Crest commercial.
So right.
We'll talk about the talking heads too, but God, really talks, you're like, I am in the presence of a star.
Yes. She's giving it.
She looks
love.
Great.
I'm getting Seattle Ursula. This.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm getting very like Witch of the Sea.
Uh huh.
But she also goes to the farmer's market.
Chicken of the Sea.
Chicken of the sea. Is it even chicken?
I mean, she's just so put together top to bottom that it's like hard to say anything.
Yeah, she's showing herself off.
She's got the body. She's cinched.
It's a different color scheme too. Like it's like I kind of like that. It's like the light blue with a purple plaid. I don't know if I've seen.
Correct.
Kind of new.
Yeah.
It's her drag.
I feel like she,
once we see more of her, and if you like look her up, a lot of her looks are very. Like this. Mm-hmm. It's not a departure from her normal silhouette, mm-hmm. but like why depart from something that works?
Right. I mean, at this point, honestly, with so many queens and so many seasons, like, yes, there can be like new takes on things, but it's like, you know, it's like we get it. You're going to wear a wig and you're going to do your makeup and you're going to wear flashy clothes with rhinestones on. You know, it's like.
Right.
So it becomes more about. The personality.
And she's got it in this walk.
Yep. She really has it. And her mouth is big and beautiful.
You just side-eyed me, bitch.
No, I didn't side-eyed you. I'm just looking at her.
Can you believe she had to fucking, she couldn't call her, use her last name?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. Because of the whole, because the Brita heir is going to come for her. Like
people at Brita know her. Brita, the company, sent her a rhinestone Brita water filter.
Right.
So for them, for World of Wonder or whoever it is, not try to crack a deal or at least pay for a name.
Yeah. I know.
Here comes Crystal Method. Now, didn't they make Crystal on Drag Race UK change her last name?
Yes, well, her last name is Meth.
Oh, I thought it was Beth. Was it Meth?
I thought that her name is like
Crystal Meth.
Oh, it might be Crystal Beth.
I don't know. But anyway,
I thought it was too close, and now they're like, yes, you little elven princess, you can use Method.
Right.
I think because I don't know why.
I mean, the joke is still there. Like, it's still a
maybe
a
it's
drug
an
reference.
American audience versus a UK audience.
Maybe.
Have you ever done Crystal?
No.
Okay.
Have you done Crystal? I haven't done it.
I think maybe I did it once on accident when I was like thinking I was doing cocaine. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've done it. I would, though. I used to have a roommate who
you
loved
would?
It. Yeah. I say that about everything, though. I'm like, I haven't done cocaine, but I will try it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is that naive? Is that naive of me?
Naive.
I give a nice, big, healthy break. Naive. No, I give a nice, big, a nice, hard, like Hawaii. I give a naive.
I guess it's naive of you, but also, like, it's good to be open to life's experience, but, like, meth is...
Serious.
That's no joke.
Meth will ruin you.
Yeah.
Cocaine will just ruin, like, your credit cards.
So I know Crystal.
Okay.
Oh,
because I have played. So Crystal throws a party in St. Louis, Missouri called Get Dusted.
Okay. And you haven't done Crystal.
And I haven't done Crystal.
Okay.
But it's this like really fun, like drag queer performance party in Missouri. In where is it? Somewhere in Missouri.
You just said, Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake, Missouri. No, it's not St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Crystal Lake as in Jason's Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
It's no, in,
Jason is a murderer because of Matt.
It's in Missouri. Why can't I think of where it is? It's the Crystal is a part
doesn't
of a
matter.
Really, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to shout out this small town in Missouri where it's
that clearly meant a lot to you because you can remember.
I've been
it.
There so many times. I've been there twice. But it's
that's worse.
She has this like really great drag family and like she used to go and try to do drag at the like more standard drag clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always like, you're crazy. We don't want to put you on the bill. Like, you look nuts. So she went and started this new party
shit.
With a local promoter, and they have these amazing parties.
Oh, shit.
And they've basically, like, reinvented a young alternative drag scene in their town in Missouri, where I don't know where it is. Springfield! It's called Springfield, Missouri. That's the city.
Okay, likely. I bet.
Yeah.
There's a Springfield in every state, mama.
And truly. This one loves drag.
Okay, I liked her. I like how different her look was from this one to the other one.
And her day job, Michaels.
Really? Crafts?
Yes, that's Crafts? Correct.
I like how different her look was from this one to the other one, because this one is giving me, like, Ocarina of Crime.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, and I was like, if this is your only look, I'm not interested, but based on how different her other look was, I was like, oh, you're going to do a lot.
I love the pants.
The pants.
The pants on this are so
And you
so
see
good.
The female, the, like, woman sign on her shoulder right. embroidered.
Oh, shit. The red velvet overextended sleeves. I like this pullback pompadour. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
She looks great.
A lot of these queens I'm excited about.
Oh, Dahlia Sin.
Your best friend.
Now, do you know Miss Dahlia Sin?
I vaguely know Miss Dahlia Sin. She's from LA, but she's actually from New York. She's a New York girl that like moved to LA maybe a year or two
okay.
ago. Like less, but she spends most of her time in New York.
After she filmed, she stayed.
Maybe. She is Aja's daughter.
Right.
So she's like in the House of Muse. She's super fun. I am dying to see what she does on the show.
Yeah, she looks
she's
good.
Like cunty.
She looks cunty.
Do you think this is a Bicalo look?
It looks like a Bicalo look.
Yeah.
Is that a designer?
Yes.
Love it.
He makes a lot of Aja stuff. I'm just looking at his Instagram to see.
I do
he makes a
like
lot of, if he posted
I
this
like
look.
This. I like her body. I like the hair.
Very, it's an elevated Harley yes. Quinn, which there was a lot of Harley Quinn in this promo
yes.
overall.
It's like all of them were like, oh, punk, okay.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, for sure.
They were like, Birds of Prey.
Remember when you see Margot Robbie's puss in The Wolf Whoa. Of Wall Street?
Maybe, I might have blocked it out.
I just, the only scene I remember from that is when he's so fucked up on drugs that he's like crawling out of the country club and
oh,
then
oh, yes.
into the car. Gets into his car to drive and you're like, what the actual fuck?
No, I was like, that was me last week. Stumbling
out
of
precinct.
How did
they get the security cam footage? I just remember they show, she has a really lovely full front, and I'm not that interested in vagina.
Oh, yeah.
But they show a full
Is
frontal
she, like,
of her.
Sitting on the floor in her bedroom or something?
Yes, and her vagina looks like a pillow made of wheat and Ooh. Silk, like it just it attracted me to the vagina in a way that I can't remember the last time I felt attracted to it.
Do you think it was a stump pussy?
It could have been a stump pussy.
Mm. How do they do that? Makeup?
I guess she was sitting on someone's lap,
and then they,
you know what I mean?
And
right. they were
and
on
it was their
back,
legs.
But they had their legs open.
Like whose line like, is it anyway?
Yeah. Right. It was actually Colin Mockery was the bottom.
Yeah, Ryan Stiles did make the pussy talk.
Oh my God.
So Miss Dahlia saying, I like this look. It could, it's cute. I guess I could be more gagged, but it's cute. I like the colors. I like the patterns. I like the.
I mean, she's
it's very Aja.
Gorgeous and knows how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
She's a model. Like when you see her perform, she like literally can just
she's
lay
just like,
there and just you'll hand her money.
Pooches.
Am I asking too much that I want like a contrast of color around the waist or something? Am I? And taking.
I mean, it could have.
To
more.
Me, that look is, there's nothing wrong with that look.
Yeah. Bitch. This fucking
cunt.
Bitch. Gigi Good.
Yeah.
She won this look.
Yeah.
She's also.
She wins every look. If you look at her Instagram, she turns looks. That's
she's
what she does.
21.
She's 21. So
Been
hot.
Doing drag since she was 15.
And she's really hot as a boy. Which like I thought she's very
she
attractive.
Like James Charles.
Oh yeah,
which is
she
like
does.
Not the tea for me, not my style. But
me
I
neither.
Understand a lot of people find him attractive.
Me neither. I guess I'm projecting when I say like, God damn it, like you're a conventionally attractive West Hollywood
yes.
white boy, and you're a stunning queen. I'm nothing but jealous.
I have such True. A hard time with skinny people.
Me too.
I like can't,
They're disgusting.
I like have a really hard time finding any sort of like I've interacted with people that I have great chemistry with,
uh-huh.
and they're skinny, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I literally in my mind go like, eh, if you put on 30 pounds, like
yeah.
that's how I'm just attracted to a thickness.
I love that. As I've gotten older, I've enjoyed more body types,
mm-hmm.
but Yeah, I like juicies.
I'm just fearful of breakage with the skin.
Totally.
Speaking of breakage, that wig has some fly out waist. I'm just kidding. It's flawless. It's probably human hair too.
I love that she also like it's not a lace. She just threw it on
she
her head.
She put on a bang. Well, it might be a lace. But what is this? This is a look
she
from
also,
a runway. Like this is a recent
yeah, this
runway
is
collection.
Fucking Vivian West. Apparently, her mom sews for
her.
Her
mom is yeah a amazing costume designer.
Weirdly,
makes her
what
everything.
This reminds me of.
I have one too. Who's reminding you of?
Well, I was gonna say on the new Netflix show, Next in Fashion. Fashion.
I've been watching it too.
My friend Ashton is on the show.
Oh,
and
he's amazing.
Paired with Marco, who runs Marco Marco.
Love Marco Marco.
And they did a challenge where they had to do pattern.
I saw this.
And they did plaid, and they did all different types of plaid.
And, there's like
and
an
they
asymmetrical,
did an asymmetrical skirt.
Yes.
And before that, Shea Coulee mixed plaids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shea Coulee walked so everybody in the gayest.
Yeah, Shea Coulee ran so that we could walk by her.
Exactly.
Gayest ball ever, she fucking turns it with that, because, and everyone was like, no way.
I was
way.
Just mad they didn't play Work From Home when she did that, because remember the Work From Home video?
That would have been sick.
Anyway, Gigi good.
Gigi looks incredible.
She's my top three.
She's top four.
No, three. She's meatballs.
They always put some dumb bitch in top four. Silky Ganache. Not today.
No,
Miss
mama.
Miss Android.
Oh, yeah, I'm convinced that Silky Ganache has an Android, because sometimes I try to send her links and she says they won't open.
Interesting.
And they come back in green.
And they
I would believe it if she's like Crane, like from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like she has
I thought you were like, I believe she had Boost Mobile.
I was like, whoa.
No, she has like a little brain inside of her stomach that operates her. Jesus. She could have that.
Gigi, as far as this runway goes, what we haven't seen yet is anyone do anything but walk straight down and come back.
Yeah,
she walked over to a pole.
Ooh.
She sort of pulled a look. She was like, I'm breaking all
the
rules.
She used the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's also giving me Shirley Manson, who I gag for, the lead singer of Garbage.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And
with the
I grew
hair.
Up loving Shirley Manson. She's like one of the a pivotal female who helped me realize I was gay.
Ah.
Because I was like, I'm obsessed with you, but I don't want to fuck you.
You were just like waiting for it to rain so you could smile?
Yeah. I wanted to be happy when it rained.
Deep cut. You got
thank
that?
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know that song.
Right, sure. But I realized I was too stupid
five,
of
six,
a girl.
7 in.
No, she doesn't know she's a stupid girl, so she has no idea what's going on.
I used to always confuse hole and garbage.
Yeah. Garbage.
Well, that exists in your normal life.
I'm a garbage
your hole.
Hole
is considered garbage.
That's
it
a fake.
It is tight and pristine.
Garbage hole is the name of your room at the spa.
Were we talking about bleaching your butthole recently?
No.
Wait. But can we... What happens as a person of color? What happens when we bleach our buttholes?
Yeah, will it go white?
No.
I'd like for someone to look back there and it just be a perfect circle of white.
Well, then you could do a bunch of bleaching. But if you just bleach it once, it just lightens it.
I want mine to
from
look like a
poo-poo stains.
Well, so
I want to give my hole a nipple stain, so it looks like a third nipple down there. Is
oh,
that
like
possible?
An areola color, like a tinting.
Ooh,
yes.
What color? I guess I would do.
I'm like, I don't know.
Just like a little blue circle.
Blue circle? You don't
or
want
maybe
a red
like
circle?
A UV, so if it's black light, you can always find it.
You can fucking complete darkness and still have none of that awkward. No, higher, lower, lower.
It's up here.
Yeah.
What is crazy about that is sometimes I feel dumb when I'm like, oh no, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's butt is kind of the hole ends up being in a very different
it
place.
It is.
And some people have long cracks.
Long cracks are the ratio to the curve of the back. So
that's
when they're
it.
Bent over and you're like, well, this must be right where I'm sticking my dick. And you're like, nope, that's just butt crack.
But sometimes you have to zig in to zag in with a butt.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Zig a zig.
Zig a zig.
Ah! Yeah.
So, do you guys have a woman who, like, was like, oh, I'm not gay. Like, I want to be her.
Scary Spice.
Scary Spice.
Or Kimberly the Pink Ranger, the white one.
Yes. Yes.
The white one.
Do you have one, Dips?
I don't know.
The yellow ranger used to live in my apartment.
Wait,
I keep getting her tax
cards. Garter.
Yeah,
oh,
bitch.
I mean, this
and
look.
And it's the boot. The shoe matches, which is like.
Yeah, she's head to toe.
The peekaboo with the top and the corset is fucking.
This sound, now, let me
plating.
Ask you, Meatball, as a fat bitch.
Yes.
Like, sometimes there is conversation about, like, you know, Aquaria, like the skinny fashion girls who literally can just wear clothes.
A bra and panty. Mm-hmm. I do be jealous.
Because it's not to say that bigger queens can't look great and amazing, because they do.
Lucy
like,
Stuhl is a perfect example of someone who wears bras and panties and really does look good in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she gives you the full fantasy.
Gigi can just grab something from the rack.
Absolutely.
Yes. Like, I mean, I think it's just all part of, like, what you want your drag to be, but right. like there is, I know for, I'm pretty sure that Gigi probably isn't going to wear anything off the rack during this show, but no. I think
yeah, it'll all be
a
custom.
Lot of queens who can buy things off the rack will buy things off the rack. And I am jealous that they can do that
mm-hmm.
because there's not like pretty fun fashion dresses for like fat bitches.
No.
Right. There
and
are
this is
some,
a problem that's just like in
and they
life.
All just came to you in a trash bag.
Oh yeah. I just went over to Nicole's house and she gave me like fucking a trash bag
full of
like of
stuff she bought online.
Did she give you heels?
Yeah, she gave me a couple pairs of heels, but I think my feet are wider than hers. So I'm gonna give her some.
Yeah,
my
no
old.
Shit.
Nice.
What do you mean?
I want some of those pumps. I was like, whatever you don't give, Meatball, I'm taking.
Yes, there's a couple pairs left. You look good. Like you got tiny little feet, Diva.
I do. I have 10. It's I can smush it into some shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to say, we were talking about
fashion girls and how they can buy some off the rack. It's harder for fat bitches to look as good because they have to get everything made.
And you buy something on Amazon and you're like, ooh, I'm going to look pussy and you don't. I just bought something on Amazon that was like, I look like a potato chip bag.
That's also another thing is like you could buy something off Amazon and then you have to like add a bunch of extra shit to make it like
something.
Okay.
Yes.
Ugh.
And it's also just the fabric because cheap fabric looks cheap.
Oh, it does.
Yes. That's the other thing is like I
English
used to buy
netting.
Oh, yeah, girl. Fuck
this
your tool.
Is not tool. This it's is English netting.
You can tell the difference.
Okay, next we have Heidi.
Speaking
in closet.
Of someone who's wearing a lot of tulle. No, I'm just kidding. I love that wig.
Love her. She, to me, it was. I know
her
we're going to talk about the interview later, but she's so charming.
This fucking look.
I love this look. I love it.
A
denim leotard. You know.
Peignets, bitch.
Take it or leave. I don't really like the shoulder pads or the hip things.
Same.
I think if she got rid of those and did.
You want just the hips? You want none of it?
And I think her fringe could have been.
The other or none.
Got it.
I agree. And I think the fringe could have been thinner. The fringe is really thick.
Well, the fringe, if she was going to do that, should have been leopard print fringe, not
right.
a different
Ooh,
color blue.
Not the same color.
Or torn up, ripped up denim fringe that's shorter.
But here's
Maybe
the
even
thing
something
about,
sparkly, too.
Here's
or black
the thing
leather,
about
something.
This is that. We all, when she came on, we were all like, we love her.
Uh-huh.
And now we're sitting here tearing her outfit apart.
Well, it's because we're staring at her.
Because her because her personality is so great. Her walk
so
is
good.
So joyous.
Her
like,
voice.
I
her
think,
laugh.
Yes,
voice.
I think she's
her saying,
gonna do well.
I could stick three quarters in my gap. I was like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, fucking work. And then also I saw a video of her performing online and I was like, mm-hmm.
oh,
she's gonna
can
fuck
perform.
Shit
she can
up.
Buck.
Yeah. She
well,
refuses
she
to
said.
Stop bucking.
She said, the reason I do drag is to get
I
on stage
her twice
and perform.
And she would not stop.
Ma'am,
stop
bucking. This She's is a like, non-bucking zone.
It's a non-stop bucking.
But she confused. It's a real pro con because it reminds me of Evie Oddly's denim look from season 11.
Don't
she,
remember.
But this
her,
one fits.
Ooh.
What was Evie's denim look?
It was
her
just like a bunch
Scarlett
of torn up.
Wore like denim matching looks. It was like the makeover challenge, and they had denim torn up wigs and
Those
denim kind of skirt top moments.
Maybe
you don't remember. That's okay.
Oh, I feel bad. Is this Jackie Cox?
You feel bad,
Jackie Cox?
Why do you feel bad, Meatball?
Why do you feel bad?
I don't like
the look.
That head wrap.
Oh.
Not because I am a racist.
Canceled.
That is a separate issue.
Hold on.
I don't think it matches this look. If you keep watching it, the only thing it matches is the gloves.
Yes, 911. I'd like to report a cancellation.
I'm going to say it only because
I don't think
it looks good with this. Any other type of head wrap, a different fabric or something,
yes.
But this doesn't look.
She's Iranian. She's Middle Eastern. So she's repping with a little bit of a hijab top.
Yeah.
But you're just saying you don't like the way it looks.
I don't like the way that one looks.
Yeah. I get it. I
Can
actually
I say
agree
that
with you.
Her walk and the profile and the way she's carrying her body really reminds me of Alaska.
She looks like Arabic Alaska.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like Alaska, but I mean.
The one thing that she's not doing that Alaska does is Alaska is bow-legged.
Mm-hmm.
So like kind of knock-kneed. And so she's walking straight.
She's walking straight on, so it's a little different.
Alaska does walk in curves.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the moment she puts her body on, It's like she's
chicken.
She's like Chutes and Ladders, but only riding the chutes.
And it works because she looks like an alien. Like she looks like a beautiful alien walking.
Well, and what she always says is she likes to, she puts on crazy big nails and the body and the heels and the dress. She likes to act as if she's immobilized by her drag, which makes her like, I'm immobilized by my beauty. Mm-hmm. So once she's in it, she just sort of like tiptoes around and you're like, well, you can't do anything.
That's so funny.
Just have to, like, I'm the opposite because, like, I forget that my drag makes me bigger and I try to fit through smaller spaces.
Oh, no, you bump into people and knock over drinks and get in people's hair.
I was, knocking drinks over the other night, like, trying just to get to the back. I was like, I'm sorry. I got no control over this.
Yeah, her look could be better.
Well, hold on. We haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Doesn't she take this thing off?
The flat.
Also, the green gloves. And the
don't
green,
match the green thing. Right. And the green gloves don't have anything to do with the outfit.
You're right.
And what does that say on the back?
I can't read Arabic, but it's definitely in Arabic.
But like, is she in a green shoe? No, she's in gold.
The charcoal bodysuit doesn't work with the green.
It doesn't match.
It does feel like she...
Did she show up with a different outfit and they said, no, ma'am?
No, I have a feeling... She was like, oh, great, punk rock, good. And then she was like talking to her friends or whatever. And they were like, you realize this is your first moment and you're going to be like, your storyline is going to be that you're Iranian Canadian.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I need to make a statement.
Yeah.
And so she threw that on top of her outfit.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It doesn't all line
that up. That outfit would be fine. Without that stuff.
If she had big hair and wasn't green and wearing a jumpsuit to be like punk, it's fine. Also, remember, we are the people judging this.
Right.
This is actually not a challenge.
True.
So this is just how you want to be out in the world. And, I mean, granted.
So are you saying she goes home first because she didn't care? Is that what you're...
Goes home first because of her interview. She was boring.
I will say in the interview, sometimes you can clock the feeling where you're like, oh, you're not excited, which makes me think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just like, can I leave? I want to have a whole conversation about that.
Yes, let's get through the looks and we can get to
that. This is another thing that came off of a runway.
Jada. I love Jada's name, Jada Essence Hall.
Yes, it's a nice mixture.
I love she's got the Black Power fist up. I love the like tartan.
She's black.
Pattern.
Yes. What did you say she's black? Question mark.
What I don't love and I have always hated.
What?
Fucking like glamour spikes.
Shoulder spikes.
I like it. I like the whole look.
That's a personal aesthetic. I hate shoulder spikes.
I like it.
I hate neons, but you can't stop wearing them.
Diva.
Diva.
I will defend this look because I think this look is stunning.
I just personally don't like shoulder spikes.
But it's a skirt separate with fucking boots up to her thigh.
Yeah. Trend alert, garters.
Garters. Yeah, they're sexy.
Her eye makeup looks incredible.
I think it's nothing brand new, but I think it's sickening.
Yes.
And
it feels like brand new for Drag Race.
That's true.
Yeah.
But like, she's not inventing a look.
Also, trend alert, smaller hair.
Yes.
Is a big trend in drag queens. Because right, for years it used to be like, you can't wear small hair.
Yeah, everyone's trying to be.
Trying to be a little lady, except for me, baby. I'm a clown. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
You will never be clown. Yeah, if I wanted to go.
Dan,
a lot of people know Jan. You know Miss Lynn.
I don't know her personally. I have been a fan from afar.
Likewise.
She was in a group called Stephanie's Child.
She's still in that group.
Yeah.
But she used to only wear purple and purple hair.
Correct.
Interesting. How do you feel about there's haters coming for this look saying it looks like Gothy Ken doll? How do you feel about that nonsense?
Because it's wearing purple? Because
it's a purple, like, jumpsuit.
Here's what I'll tell you. The only thing that I don't like about this look is the panty.
Panties, bitch?
Because of the panties, bitch. Because of the like, chap.
A little meaty.
Because of the chap.
Okay.
Yes.
But if there was no chap, the panty line would be great. But because of the chap, it's not like a Brazilian cut.
Yeah.
So it looks a little, like, yes,
I love the look. Here's the one thing I don't like is how big and boxy that top is. The thing about Gothy Ken dolls was that it was sheer. So you could see the shape through it.
Yeah.
So if she would have made that a crop or something real high and had a tiny waist.
Jan loves to, correct me if I'm wrong, wear like her boy body out and just paint tits.
Yes.
So it's always kind of boxy.
Interesting.
Like it's like an illusion in the visual, but only from the front. Like, I'm sure she does wear like actual, like either cutlets or stuffs a bra, but for the most part, it's like that painted cleavage.
I love that wig.
Yeah, it's
good. She looks great, and I love that she's wearing a backpack to allude to the fact that she cannot be called JanSport.
I didn't even notice that. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. She's smart.
Do that.
I wish she was more smiley and less fierce, because I think in general she is a smilier queen.
And based on her other look, I was like, oh, I don't know what kind of queen you are, which maybe that's a great thing.
Totally.
When you can deliver a million different looks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
she's
Gaggy.
A chameleon.
Another
New York girl. That's like four now?
Yes. And Mickey Doll.
This is another fucking chameleon. This 10 out of 10.
Yes.
She's a French bitch.
She's French?
Didn't know she was French.
No.
Is she married to an American? Or is she a citizen? Or
she's probably green carded for some work job
or
something.
She could be an extraordinary alien. Yeah.
Fucking 10 out of 10.
This is 10 out of 10.
And do you know why, in my mind, it's 10 out of 10?
Why?
I can't tell what's going on with the arms.
Okay.
Like the fact that it's like, maybe it's a sheer leotard, but it looks like it could be an individual glove, but it's probably connected up to the head. Like there's so much.
You can't see the trickery behind
you. You cannot see the shenanigans.
She's also one that's going to be so fucking gorgeous. It's going to be annoying.
Oh yeah.
I will tell you, when I saw this, I was like, I don't like her. And when I saw her picture,
she's your favorite type of queen, a fishy, like, just good girl.
And then when I saw her picture, I was like, I don't like her. And then when I watched her interview, I was like, she's it for me. I love her. Because she reads like an artist in her interview.
Yeah.
The way she's talking, it seems like she's just talking about being a performer and
that
being an artist.
That fucking kidney-shaped hat, I was like, you better fucking work. Yes. That, like, that melty Salvador Dali.
Yes.
Work.
I think I'm a Nikki girl.
She's good.
I'm still a Jan girl.
What if she can't be funny? What if she fucking
shits? She probably won't be, and I'll still want to go to her show.
In a comedy challenge. You know, you never know. Okay, Miss Nikki Doll. Love the hair, too. It looks like it could be.
She went out of the box and hit a barrel with a bat.
That's human, mama.
That weave?
What you got on your head? That fucking cheap shake and go?
Wait, did I unplug something? No. Rock him, sucker! I'm just stuck.
So is this a play on Rock'em Sock'em?
Yes, it
is.
It is.
Which is that game?
Yeah, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
And then Rock M. Sakura, right?
Right, yes. Kind of alluding to her heritage.
And her anime love?
Yes, she loves
it. She is a San Francisco girl. Now, this is the first San Francisco queen since
Honey Mahogany.
That's crazy that it's the first.
Right.
Since.
Well, San Francisco drag is a very specific type of drag.
They have fun getting hairy.
No, I wouldn't say that. There's a lot of beauty there.
They get hairy and genderqueer.
Oh, yeah. Who am I talking about? Aju. What did she go by now? Is this still her stage name?
Adriana Roy. Leave
That's
it!
Her name. Adriana. The queen.
I'm seeing her next week.
Seeing her. Okay, I love this look, but I don't like the pants.
Let's see the pants.
I think the pants are bulky.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what I love the top. I love the makeup.
I love the anime.
I love the
over the top.
She's giving me Princess Peach goes to Akita.
Everything is like a. Oh yeah, the pants just
she
seem
is
like an afterthought.
Giving me Japan, and then she's giving me stupidity when she lays down.
I love when she laid down. That
I don't
was
like
funny.
The pants. What do you guys think?
The pants, they do seem a little bit like a, like, this is what makes this outfit punk, instead of
I
it being,
so.
Like, full...
glammy.
Also,
like, or full kawaii, or whatever it's called now.
Whatever it's called now?
Kawaii!
I don't think that's right.
Yes.
I also think if the pant was, like, a bright color...
Yeah, it doesn't match the rest of the look.
That matches the rest of the look, then it would highlight why she's, like, in a flat, in a baggy pant, that it's a fashion thing. But right now, because it's black, it just sort of goes away.
Also, she is a San Francisco girl, so she does have Black Lives Matter and, like, trans lives
That's
matter
cool.
on the jacket, because, like, a lot of the San Francisco queens are very much a social activist.
Right.
So
I'm
very
that.
Happy to see what she brings to the table that way.
The bottom is bothering me, but whatever.
It's
the
not. The black pants are bad. I wish that they were fun.
They're bad. And it's just like...
Listen, Diva, fix your pants.
Ah, fix your pants. Because the rest is giving me...
Life?
Kawaii, Hawaii, naive.
Naive.
Great. Now we have... Cherry pie.
Cherry pie. Another New York diva.
Denim and diamonds.
Yeah.
Denim and diamonds.
I love cherry pie. I love the rabbit ears of the thing. I love this whole thing. I said when I was watching this morning, I said, this is one of those outfits that looks better as a sketch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard
to get denim that isn't a stretch denim to like fit you and not be bunchy.
Her face and her mug is what she's known for.
Her mug is lovely.
Yes.
I like the bunny ears and the hair, that silhouette. To me, the lining is tough.
Mm.
Like, because it's so patchwork, I almost feel like the patchwork should have been on the outside and a denim lining underneath.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then the other thing is her tights are gold. She's wearing like, it's like.
Wait, let me see, go back.
Yes,
here
we go.
The tights are like, I don't believe they're meant to match a skin tone.
No, because her top is quite fair.
Oh.
They're like really shiny gold and her.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't love it.
Her mug,
did they give
though,
her the shortest runway walk? What just happened?
It felt a little short, huh? I can't tell. Well,
it's out there. She's
there.
She's there. She walked.
Not my favorite. Maybe I'm just overexposed edges like that.
Yeah. She's enjoyable to me.
She's really
enjoyable.
I loved
her interview. And then the Widow Von Duke.
Miss Widow Von Duke.
She's the one I've heard to watch.
Yeah. I don't like this look.
Unfortunately, Diva, I don't love this Power Rangers
villain
look.
The other look was better.
Look.
I know. Rita Repulka. Okay.
If they were doing like intergalactic royalty.
You know what? It's a shame. I know those sleeves were expensive, and I know they look bad.
it's also like...
The whole thing is expensive, and the whole thing looks like she... I'm not gonna say.
The bottom shape is really, really tough for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, the sleeves are cool. Her throwing that fan is a cool skill. I don't know that she needs to do it here. Especially a fan that is
I think she knew she needed to do it, because she saw her outfit, and she saw everyone else's.
I think especially a fan that is red, and there being no red on her outfit, she could have brought a purple fan or a gold fan.
Her wig is red-ish, but I know what you mean.
And
I
like the wig. It looks like she like just forgot her bottom half.
The
like,
bottom
why is she in
shape
black
is
tights?
Bad, too.
This thing looks like armor.
Yeah, it's once again, like, I know it was, this looks a little expensive, but like, it just looks like she's covered in a Dorito. Word to Roxy Andrews design challenge from season five.
Sure.
Like, you can't just cover yourself in a big old Dorito. You won't have any shape.
I was impressed with
her
fan throwing, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, do good. Well, after the break, we're going to play a little game called Where Would You Peg 'Em?
Oh, I love that!
Yes! Where you get to decide where you would like to peg them and where you would peg them in the elimination order.
Yes.
From 13 to top 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got to speed through that portion.
Yeah.
Well,
see you guys in a bit. Bye!
Bye!
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/DRAGHER today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DRAGHER. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
And we're back.
Yeah.
We are going to play a little game called Where'd You Peg Her?
With our
queens and talk a little bit more about their talking head looks. Because these looks were better.
They were the promo.
So they probably had help putting it together, right? Do you think they had some pieces
pulled
for them or no?
I think red, white, and blue.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't know what the style prompt was for this.
It was red, white, and blue.
God Bless America, the runway walk.
Oh. The runway walk was clearly punk.
But it could have been not that, because as we've been on Race Chaser talking about when they're like, this week on the runway, we've told our queens.
And Race Chaser is a podcast.
All that, yeah, it's actually the number one drag. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure it is.
when they go like, all that glitters is gold.
Yes.
And then Willem will be like, it was actually like metallics and shiny things.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So sometimes what they say the prompt is different than what they've told the divas.
Yes.
And then additionally,
maybe they told them like 80s rock or something.
But to me, there were a handful of looks that just like didn't even line up with that.
But that could also be an aesthetic choice on those queens' part.
Okay. So red, white, and blue, I feel like it lines up.
I think I agree. I think it was clear that it was some sort of very hardcore America red, white, and blue.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the runway.
The runway, the punk one.
What we just talked about.
Oh, okay, sorry.
To me, it doesn't seem like there was a really clear directive. Whereas red, white, and blue, you kind of can't fuck up. It's like, it's red, white, and blue.
They were given punk, though. It like looks punky.
Sure.
And just some of them were like, I think this is punk.
I'm a message one right now. Let's see if...
Wow. Get some spillage.
I'll text a different one.
You text one that you know, and I'll text one that I know.
And I'll text Nicole Byer and say hi.
No, I'm not texting anyone.
I've just decided to talk about these in the order that they popped up on my YouTube. So the first one I want to talk about is Miss Widow Von Du.
Yes.
Widow Von Du, where do we peg her and where do we peg her? Look, I loved her origin story on her name. I thought she was really cute. She was funny and not forced. What'd you guys think of her America Luke?
It was like Sailor Moon almost.
Yes.
Which I loved because I feel like from what she said, like there's a little bit of that sort of like superhero-y vibe to like what she likes. And her name sounds like a superhero or a supervillain.
I said the one thing is this is the first time people are going to see you. So why cover 3/4 of your face?
True.
Mm.
Like, why wouldn't you want people to be able to see your face and like that?
Right.
Other than that, it's a cute red, white, and blue outfit. It's not the best.
I love when girls say...
I
love when girls say, like, I am a performer. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get to see if they are
actually
that. And
she keeps talking about how she's the big girl.
Right.
And I was looking at her and I was like, how big?
Right.
I couldn't see past that wig. I was like, well, maybe show me the rest of that face and I'll know.
So, I mean, like, are the big girls her and Cherry Pie?
I don't think Cherry Pie is that big anymore.
No, it's just like not.
We ain't got no Gigi
Good Skinny.
Right?
What'd you say?
You're right. Wasn't there one more big girl? That's it? That's crazy. Oh.
Britta, like, that's
she's
the thing. It's like,
a big girl, she's kind of really big.
Britta is thick, but like, I wouldn't consider her a big girl.
No.
Where are my fucking chub chubs at, Rue?
Where are my big old fucking bigs? I mean, I'm sick of this.
You gotta get that queen from Chicago trans fat on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I am so ready for a plus size queen to win. Yeah. Just like not because of their plus size, it's because they have a lot to offer. And I feel like we need that in like the royal throne collection of queens.
Yeah.
I think had Ginger been on a different season, she could have won.
I thought she won her season.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing great. You couldn't deny Violet, though.
She was beautiful.
She's just beautiful. You can't deny it.
But Violet and some of those acting challenges, god damn it.
Right, I think Ginger, like, took the most winning challenges.
Violet in that, I mean, and look, Violet, you're not listening to this, but I mean, Violet is the most stunning person in the world, but her in that divine acting challenge, kill me.
We had on our podcast, Sloppy Seconds, which comes out every Friday,
and what's that? That's
Todd,
a podcast?
It's a podcast.
And I'm on it?
Yes, you're on it.
On it. Todd Masterson was on the show, and he wrote challenges on season 7.
I heard this episode.
And we were like, Todd, girl.
What was those challenges?
Were like
acting challenge.
And he was like, they basically from the network, like the network brass, I guess, said from season 6, they really enjoyed all the acting challenges. So season 7, they had even more. That was the Shakespeare acting challenge.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to Merle Ginsberg?
Right. That one?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Whatever happened to Merle Ginsberg?
I don't know.
She has a book.
Oh, she does?
Oh, good for
her. She's on Instagram.
So let's talk queens. Where do we peg her and where do we peg her?
You go first.
I would peg Widow Von Doom behind the back of a Sbarro's.
Mm. Work.
Because she can have a snack. And I put her, I don't know. I mean, do I have to say a position or can I just be like,
whatever.
Probably. Early middle to go. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Not
3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
3 or 4 out the door.
I think that they'll let her do a dance challenge because I know that that's what she's good at. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see her dance against Heidi. Mm-hmm. The two of them because they're both bucking girls.
But it's exactly what you said. I'm just so fascinated by the queens to see if they're excited or not.
Right.
Because in this interview, it's like, she's like, we'll see what I do because I'm really going to show you what I do. And then she also literally said, don't blink.
Or you might miss something.
I heard that.
Something awesome. And you're like, your whole time on the show?
Yeah.
A jump split?
I was going to say, is she going to come? It would be iconic if you did the exact to the stitch replica of Mystique Summers, like drape headpiece with shitty wraparound drape dress and did
a messy jump split.
You would win the challenge.
Deep cut. I would peg
her. How many times has there been a double jump split? Just twice?
What do you mean double? Oh,
people did it at the exact same time?
Gosh,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe twice.
Alyssa and someone did it and then.
It happened in 10.
But sometimes Tatiana doesn't do a jump split, but she fell down to her back.
Right.
And like Alyssa did a split. So they both went to the ground, but they weren't like a split.
Right.
Mm. So it's like a double stunt.
Mm, does a double stunt count though?
Sure.
Well, we'll have to see.
We will have
episode
to see.
One, when Widow is dancing.
When Widow is dancing.
We're just making wild assumptions.
I love it.
I would peg her at a Greyhound bus station.
Oh, wow.
On her way back to Missouri because she leaves first.
In what city, queen? City in Missouri?
Springfield, Missouri.
I'd peg her in a premium marshmallow store, and I peg her at 7th.
7.
Wow, okay.
Is that a little high?
That's kind of what I said. Middle.
Because if she's a shitster, they'll keep her.
I like her a lot. Oh, yeah, that was the other question that kept being asked. How do you deal with conflict?
Wait, I changed my mind. I peg her at 10.
Out of 13, okay.
Yeah, out of 13, I peg her at 10. Anyway, well, okay, we'll keep going. Okay, yeah, that means I'll put this one at the other position. Okay, let's talk about Miss Cherry Pie.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. I put her, I would peg her in a very expensive, like, puppet theater.
Mm.
You know what I
mean? The Bob Barker puppet theater?
Yeah, the Bob Barker, but the new one.
That's nice.
Oh, wait, we weren't at that part yet.
No, we can be
at it. She's so campy and so fun.
She's so fun. I also loved her whole interview felt like she was like letting us in on a secret.
Yes.
She was like, oh, we're doing this and I love drag.
Like, and she was being referential. She was like, I do old school drag, but yeah. I add these new things. And like, that's what that show has been missing.
Her Scooby-Doo look.
Yes, bitch. Like, that. I love high camp.
Her eyes are so cool too. She doesn't do bottom lashes. Her lashes are like, they like wing out.
They're huge. They're big old paper lashes.
Mm-hmm. I'm really into that vibe.
She's given Miss Martha Washington.
She's staying until the end, I think.
And singing like Martha Washington.
Exactly.
I agree. I think she's top four, and I would peg her in...
Don't rub yourself while you say this.
Oh, sorry. In at the Bob's Big Boy...
I saw that.
Corporate headquarters.
Ooh!
Maybe in Springfield, Missouri.
I'd peg her in an optometrist's waiting room. And I pegged her ninth.
Okay.
She could get, I don't know why.
That's almost top four.
I don't know. It's almost top four. Oh, I mean like ninth.
Oh, ninth place?
Ninth place.
Oh, you think she's going home?
I don't think, I have a feeling.
You must not have a direct connection to the producers.
Ooh,
I'm just
do you?
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, please let me talk to them.
I just think she's amazing. That's why I think she's going to stay.
I think
around.
She's amazing too, but it could be an upset.
Yeah.
I also worry
she
because...
She would be a great Bendela. Send her home too early, bring her back, then she decides to leave on her own accord.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder. What if Michelle's like, your proportions aren't what I think a woman should be.
Oh.
And Michelle's like, all women are flat-chested now because now that I have my tits removed.
Every time I run into Michelle now, I immediately look at her boobs that used to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's a gag. That'll be interesting to see how many jokes they make about that in the new season. So we have Miss Rock'em Sakura next.
I was so charmed.
The theme was red, white, and blue because it was going to be all based... Oh, whoops.
Yeah, duh, bitch. We're asking about when they walked the runway.
The punk one.
Like,
you've now yelled at both of us.
You must now appear so dumb to the person you're texting.
Uh-huh. You bitch.
Obviously, the theme was red, white.
You were coming for each other's gigs pretty hard.
Oh, no, I did say what was the style directive for the runway. So I think she just thought the wrong
thing. Oh, okay. I was super charmed by Rock'em Sakura.
Yes. A stunning look.
Like I really enjoyed everything she had to say. I thought, you know, the look is good. This is not my style. I'm like not into this.
Mm.
But her ability and proficiency in her own style and then her like charming little humor was very fun to me.
It's very cute. It's very fun.
I like it. I like it because I think she went really far with it, and I feel like sometimes when someone goes this big and graphic, they don't go all the way. And I think she went all the way, giving me Sonic Adventure DX on GameCube. Like,
she's got the ears, the neck thing. It's like Sailor Moon and Pikachu and like all this crazy shit. I love that the gloves are like white except for the fingertips. Are red. That's it's like a very good choice.
Yeah,
I would
it's
peg
smart.
Her at a GameStop. And I think she goes home like sixth or seventh.
I said sixth as well.
Yeah.
But I would peg her in a party city where she doesn't belong. But I still want to peg her in a party city.
I would take her on a long trip to Japan.
Oh.
And we'd go to that little gay district. And then I'd fuck her in a dark room.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Not even peg.
Did I tell you I went to a fetish party in Tokyo?
What?
What was it?
You and your
fucking,
boyfriend?
Me and my boyfriend. It was fucking crazy.
What kind of fetish?
It's called Department H, and it's monthly. So you can go anytime, and it is every kind of fetish. Like, it
poopy
is
room?
Like...
Was there a
Oh,
room?
I don't know if there was a poopy room, but there was furries. There was people who liked to get vacuumed in bags. There was people who liked to be walked like dogs. There was spike and like hook people. There was guys who liked to be in a big old latex full body suit.
Latoux.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I take Latukes for my eyebrows. But yeah, it was crazy. And because it was in Japan, it was very chill. Or it was very like, come as you are. Hello, yes, this is my fetish. Would you like to buy a bone that I can put in your ass?
What did I text you the other night? I met someone. You remember that?
No.
Who likes to eat shit?
Wow, Deba.
Well,
that's our time.
It was
gross.
I'm gonna tell you about it later. I don't have to subject your listeners.
Tell me.
No, they're here for drag, not poopy.
You don't think they're poopy? Whatever. I don't like poopy.
Yeah. I know. There was a drag queen in New York named Mother Teresa, and she is like a self-proclaimed scat queen. She's very into poop play.
She should do a single with that recording artist, Scat King. Or Scat
Man. Yeah, it's a Scat Man.
Scat Man. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I don't. He's a lunatic. I don't like shit.
Yeah, keep but away from
this
me.
Guy was like, oh yeah, and I was like, don't you get sick? And he was like, no, it's actually it's fine for you. It's
no,
healthy.
Isn't it like all the bad stuff coming out?
I mean,
we do suck assholes.
I'm a nurse. I'm not eating poopy out of booty hole.
And then he said, if anyone rims anyone, they're getting shit in their mouth anyways. So this is basically the same thing. And I was like, no, it is not.
I think you
are fully chomping on dookie logs.
Yeah, you definitely spoke to patient zero of the coronavirus. And they're doing drag all about town.
And then he was like, see, and opened his phone and had videos. And I was like, no, thank you.
Okay, next, Miss Nikki Doll.
Miss Nikki Doll!
Look at this gorgeous piece of bitch.
She looked stunning. I was surprised that she was French. I loved how she talked. I was very enamored with her. Mm-hmm.
She also has a body that she can put anything on.
Yes. I would peg her at the Soho location of the Stella McCartney store.
Oh.
And I peg her, like, I think... I have a vibe that she, in a misunderstood way, goes home earlier than I would like her to.
Yes.
Like, I think she goes home, like, fifth.
She could be in the plastique, the classic plastique Valentina position.
Right, where you're, like, sixth or seventh.
But
like,
why?
You're not top whatever, so great that you just become
you
a household name.
You expect more, and then you see, like, literally everything they can do.
Right, and you're like, well, I still want to look at it, but you can't go farther in the competition if you can't do more.
Yeah. Wow.
That is the Plastique and Valentina, totally the same position. Mm-hmm.
That position.
Huge fan bases, gorgeous, talented, great.
Goes home.
But just can't go farther in the competition.
They're like, you're going home. And they're like, that's okay.
They're like, bye.
I have 3 million followers already.
Yeah,
yeah I'm good.
I'd peg her in a closing, like, I mean, like a clearance closing Pier 1 Imports. And yeah, I'd peg her in kind of the same position, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would peg her at a donut friend because I like her.
Delicious.
And I think she needs to eat some. And I put her like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Middle of the road. But great. Stunning. I will never be that pretty.
Yeah, I know.
You won't.
You'll never be pretty.
Never be glamour.
You will never be Nikki Doll.
If I wanted to be Nikki Doll, I could probably go out and get me one. Jan is next.
Jan! Did a full 180.
We keep saying that because if you go to Jan's
Instagram,
she's doing this thing now where she'll do a song that she
covers
once a month. And
what
the first one was Dua
Peep song.
Dua Peep.
Really?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Incredible singer.
Mono.
Really?
Mama. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to type in Jan Sport.
No, it's Jan Jan.
No, it's Jan Jan
now.
Look, like, I don't care. Look at this.
Okay, show me something.
You got to turn your volume up.
You could even plug it in, actually, if you really want us to hear it.
Look at her.
Look at her. That's a winner, baby.
Ooh. That's good.
She's wailing.
Or maybe she goes home early and that's why she released this.
Like,
she's
insane.
Giving me a lot.
Production.
Holy shit.
That's production. I would peg her.
I think top 4.
Whoa.
Top 4 for sure. And at like a very nice swanky hotel.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Like
okay.
Chateau Marmont?
No, that's trash.
Oh.
Oh? You mean like
a Ritz-Carlton,
ooh.
Baby.
Ooh.
Pay by the hour, though.
I would peg her at Forever 21,
because
she do be like to dressing off the rack.
Uh-huh.
She would get some deals, and then we would peg. And I think she's top four, top three.
Damn.
Like, I think she goes all the way.
Love it. I'm going to peg her in a pet relief area at an airport, and I'll peg her fifth. I think she could be the one that's like, oh, no, the one who like goes home right at that moment. And you're right. Like, fuck my life.
And then you're like, all stars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Miss Jada Essence Hall.
Yeah,
the essence of beauty, Miss Jada Essence Hall.
The beauty is here.
I looked in her interview. She was like, I want to show that Milwaukee has more to offer, which was shade to James Mansfield.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
She might as well have just been like, fuck them puppets.
Right, exactly. And I don't think it was like that shady, but I did like that she sort of led with, I'm from Milwaukee and we can do that
too. Was that shade to Trixie too? Because technically Trixie is a Milwaukee girl.
Because they're also very cartoony looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say she also says, which I found so wild, she was like, I'm a pageant queen and pageant queens are queens too. We can be beautiful. And I was like, oh, that's so funny because forever, if you were a pageant queen, that was the iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the thing to be.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, you know, like the oddballs, Evie Oddly, the Violet,
right.
Josh, like the people who were not in that pageant scene take the cake on Drag Race. So she's coming in being like, I know I'm an underdog because I'm a pageant queen.
Right.
And I'm like, that's so funny, bitch, you have titles.
Well, I like that
she called the crown shiny buckets.
Her punk look gave me... Her punk look gave me something completely different than this.
And that's what I like about her and Nikki is that it's like, I already see that they can do two very wildly different things.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. That hair is nice.
Yeah.
If I didn't have such a fucked up kitchen sink, I would pull off more. Or if I invest in actually cleaning up. But like my hairline invades my face in a way that makes it a little harder to pull off.
Yeah.
Unless I want to give you Teresa Giudice. It's harder to pull off unless I just like, I don't know, do something with my hairline.
You have to, my old roommate glues down the whole front of his hairline.
Okay.
So that he'll, like about an inch back is where he'll do the wig from
his
hairline.
So like with tape?
No, glue.
Just
like
glue it.
Like, and then foundation.
Like the glue that you use on your eyebrows.
Okay, yeah.
But there's also this stuff called gaff quat, which you can use, which is way better. Yeah, pull your hair back. I don't know. I feel like
it's
square
low.
On the side. So in order to cover the side, you have to pull the wig further forward.
You know.
Well, I have a guy who does custom hairlines. You could just do that.
You could invest in yourself.
I need to invest in I'm really at the bubble. If I'm gonna just am I doing comedy drag or am I diving
doing
deeper?
Come do drag with me.
Okay, mama. I love to work a crowd. I'll tell you that. That's the skill set I feel comfortable with. Lip syncing, I need to get better at.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Huh. I feel like it's hard to... I'm still working on the skill set of where you like continue to give new things over the course of 3 to 4 minutes.
Well, what does Jan say about lip syncing?
What does she say?
She's very good at it. Because she can mimic all of the vocal, the way that the mouth. She goes, vibrato.
Said, give me a vibrato.
I got it.
Did we say, were we pegging her already?
Who?
No.
Miss Jada. Were we pegging her?
Jada at a Pizza Hut Taco Bell combined.
Oh, a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
And I place her maybe like 6th or 7th, like in the middle.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I peg her six
top
or
four. Well, here's what I'm going to say, and it's going to sound. There's got to be at least one black person in the top four, right?
Yo,
I'm trying to pick which one they're going to put in there.
Here's the thing.
You know they're going to win. Oh, Britta.
Britta. I peg her top four.
Yeah, she's a person of color. I don't know if she's
and
black.
And she acts like she's top four in this one, too. She's like,
hey. She's like, hello, welcome to me, because you're going to see me for many, many episodes of television.
I win 3 challenges in the first 3 weeks.
Right, exactly. I would peg Jada Essence Hall at like a professional networking convention.
She's a boat girl.
The Orrington, like the Omni Orrington Hotel ballroom. And I think she's like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think she doesn't get a fair shake.
Nice. I'll peg her at a Midwestern hair show. I peg her at like a 7th, 8th. She doesn't get a fair shake. She could bomb Snatch Game.
Yes, a good point.
She could. Because she's funny. She says, I eat ramen every day, but right now I am the richest woman on the planet.
Yes.
That was so funny. But can she do that in a character? We'll see.
God, I wonder if they really, when they sit down, they're like, okay, remember, you cannot say anything that alludes to where you go home.
Oh, for sure.
They say that, I'm sure.
But even with like Rock'em Sakura's, hers, uh-huh. It was funny because it was obvious that she can't do fish makeup because she was like, can I do fish makeup? And I was like, so clearly she was given that as a challenge on the show.
And she did not do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackie Cox. This is a different woman
from the woman I saw on the runway.
That's true.
I like how she looks here. She looks great.
People have been comparing her to Darcy Carden.
Oh my God, very funny.
Yes. She also looks a lot like Marty Gold Cummings.
Yes, that's what I thought too, now that Marty's wearing hair.
Oh, yeah. She looks like another queen I've known for a million years, Hummingbird Meadows. Do you guys know her?
Yes. No. Now let's name every skinny, white, pale, dark-haired queen
with a signature
white.
Nose.
Because that's her.
Yes.
With a signature nose.
It's signature nose, mama.
Put a brown wig on me. That's me, baby.
I felt like she was rehearsing to do the interview.
Yes.
Like Britta's interview is like, I'm here. Jackie's like, it's funny. I got my name in college and then we didn't realize that it was a double entendre.
Yeah. She's very into
what she's going to be serving, which is like the first queen of her kind on the show.
I'm glad she's going home first. Well, see, I hope they don't give her as heavy of an edit as they gave Mercedes for being Muslim. They only let her be that.
Yes. And they kept on being like, why don't you go talk about it?
And the more interesting thing about her, I mean, the more interesting thing about her was that she overcame her stroke.
Yeah, I agree.
Mercedes Iman Diamond.
Stroke of genius.
All the partying.
Yeah,
but it was all intertwined because she was put on a no-fly list.
Earn everything.
Wait, what?
Opalev.
Earn everything.
Earn everything.
I know that Britney
is Spears, and I only know Spears.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Oh, bitch! I know. Come for me, please.
No, I'm just saying.
Please,
you're able to do that.
She shit the bed on that Britney Spears challenge.
She shit the bed on everything.
Yeah.
To me, like, that storyline was a really fascinating storyline. To be put on a no-fly list, so then you have to drive to all your gigs,
mm-hmm.
and then to be working full-time at a bank, driving to all your gigs, over-exhaustion, causing a stroke.
Do you think she should have stayed longer? Because you sound like you're defending her.
I think she should have gone earlier.
Okay,
I just think they should have edited her story better.
Well, yeah.
So my issue is with the show.
It was a very clear...
Love will never be asked anyway.
We got your story out. We cried. We got that signature moment where Akira says, I knew there wasn't any bombs in your bag.
Remember when Akira, I saw some picture recently of Akira. Her boy looks are insane because she does full drag boy looks.
Her ass is wild. Yeah. So it like already.
When she's living her life, she puts. She like puts a full goatee on that isn't grown from her face.
She gives you like Drew Hill boy drag.
It's incredible.
I love it for her
day to day.
And where do we peg Miss Jack A?
I think she's going home first. Ooh. And I would peg her at a family dinner at my house.
I peg her pretty early, but not first. I guess I'd peg her at a fun sushi restaurant. Well, one of the ones with the revolving, like, you can pick it yourself.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Because it seems like that's got to be a very clean place.
I like that. I want to fuck her in a clean place, too. That's why I'm going to fuck her inside of a Warby Parker showroom.
You can try on all the glasses, but you sure as shit can't buy them there.
And then we'll ship it to you.
So we're
going
to mail it to you in 2 weeks.
As soon as you put it down, someone comes by with like that like cloth thing, and they're like, I'll peg her 10th, even though I'm not considering where I'm putting these queens. I'm just going to put numbers, and you tell me where I'm wrong, but I'll peg her 10th. Love her. I hope she goes further, obviously, selfishly, because she represents some fun queen of colorness, but we'll see.
I've never seen a whiter queen of color.
Oh, you bitch.
I'm just kidding. You might want to take that out.
And happy Black History Month to you.
Yes. To you and
I will
yours.
Be doing a retrospective every day. I will be posting a picture of me dressed up as another Black person.
Oh,
Monique
man.
Monique is slaying.
We have
so
next
is Mary Jerry.
Miss Heidi and Closet.
Yay!
Come on, Heidi. She's cute.
She is every local queen ever in one person. And yes. She seems so excited to be there. I love her.
I'm from North Carolina and I don't even know the town she said. She said
Ramsar?
Like Ramsar, North Carolina. I was like, what? But okay, cool.
She's so charming and so fun to me.
Yes.
I hope she's like six or top five, top
I think she
six.
Might be top four or top five.
That
would
yeah.
be really
live.
Fun if she would go far. She
I
seems
need her
like,
to go far. Look at her looking like Annie in a blue dress.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. She's. I love her gap. I love that
I
she owns it.
I would love if she just had a foul mouth because she's so sweet.
Yeah.
She also has that hold your tongue laugh that's so funny where you're like.
Yes.
I love that. She's great. She's.
I would peg her at an old country buffet.
Oh, lovely.
And I hope she's top five.
I'd peg her at Gus's just so we could eat chicken afterwards. And I give her top five, top four, top five.
Nice. I'll peg her at home, but I have panini press. I have like paninis cooking on the panini press while I peg her. So we have something
Disney
to eat.
Playing in the background?
Yeah. And I'll peg her sixth.
Ooh.
I'm
that
repeating
feels more
every
realistic
number.
Because now I'm thinking about who
Britta, Jan,
Jerry, Gigi, Sherry. They're like,
I feel like that's the top four. So whatever I've said, I think it's gonna be Britta, Jan, Gigi,
okay,
and Sherry as the top four.
Yeah. And I'll let
that
you say
right.
again at the end.
Three
if you want.
Rock'em Sakura.
Three New York girls. You know they're not gonna give it to her.
What about
she's too weird.
She's
Widow
all
von
stars.
Douche.
Widow von Douche?
Isn't that her name?
Bundu?
Oh.
Cute. Gigi Good, though. Who's
Gigi.
Next?
Gigi Good. Better as the winner. Might as well.
Like, charming, great, fun interview.
Uh-huh.
So cute that her mom does her looks.
Will she be good in an acting challenge?
I think she's going to be good at everything except dancing and coordination.
Ooh. I think she knows how to dance.
But
I've
she just said she... Oh, she said
she
you
said
won't catch me doing the splits.
Yeah, but she can do like choreo. She's like I think she might be like a musical theater girl.
Okay.
And she wraps that package in fashion so you don't see past that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She very confidently was like, I am unlike anything you've seen before.
Yeah.
I did think, we have a
she has
story.
A 70s stuntman look, which is not my favorite look, but whatever.
You don't like that look?
I don't love it.
I love that.
Do you not
that.
Like that she doesn't have tits painted on?
I just am not impressed because the look is, what's the name of that big famous stuntman from the 70s?
Evel Knievel.
I just don't care.
Was he a racist?
Look, after she showed me her Shirley Manson plaid tartan.
But I love that we got to see both of these.
Uh-huh.
She's, I think she wins.
She could.
I think she's like Aquaria, but with like act. Sure.
Well, you
with
know
a
the
personality
rules.
And
with a personality
being
and
able
like,
to string sentences together with the proper words.
Who was
where
the
they
one
belong?
That was like, and I can put sentences together in a
Rock'em Sakura.
Smart way?
She was so funny.
I know that was her. Sentence structure. I was like, okay, Diva, prove it.
I also wrote like top four, but I'm mad about it with Gigi Good. Because now that a queen of color won last time, we can. They probably would be like, great, we're back to a white queen winning.
Back to the whites.
Woo! It's what the fans want. It's what the Instagram
what the
fans, want.
Fans want.
That's what the Instagram
Give us a
fans
white
want.
Queen death, RuPaul.
Who do you have left? Crystal, Method?
We have a few more. We have Dahlia, Crystal, Britta, and Aiden.
Oh.
We'll get through them real quick.
Girl, Aiden's going home early.
Ooh, wait, Dahlia. Where's Dahlia? Miss Dahlia.
I put Dahlia going home probably like fifth. I get her like up to top four. I think she goes pretty far.
Uh-huh.
Also, I have a question about her look because her stars match someone else's stars. So did she show up in blue and they were like, let's stick these stars in your hair and on your body? Because it's not on the back of the costume. Like she came in red, white, and blue and they were like, no, you need more.
You need more of this America thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not on the back of the outfit. It's just the front and in her hair.
It's very just
her
blue.
Her wig is so good.
The wig, her wiggetry, I think it's all human probably.
Yeah,
it
probably.
Looks good.
Does she have leave out that she puts in there? Is she wearing
I think she bald as a boy.
She
used to be an
ookie
spooky queen.
Ookie spooky?
Well, I heard about this.
What'd you hear?
What did you hear? I hear
spill
the snake.
Spill the tea here.
Spill. I heard the sissy in your snake voice.
I just mean I heard that she used to be Ookie Spooky. And then when you go on a big TV show, you go, you know what? I'll be less.
No. Like, she has been pulling cunt like this look for like 3 or 4 years. But when she first started, she was Ookie Spooky.
Oh, okay.
I'm on this show. Let me be a doll.
She's not Dahlia Black, who was on Dracula.
No. That is a different Dahlia.
And Dahlia that one is Sin.
Dahlia.
Was there a Dahlia Black?
No, there was a Dahli and there's a... Isn't there also a Dahlia Black?
No, Victoria Elizabeth
Victoria
Black.
Elizabeth Black.
And there's also a Dahlia. Isn't there also a Dahlia?
I don't know.
I couldn't say.
Maybe there's season Dahli three. And then Dahlia Sin.
I think there's a Dahlia.
You know, I watched it. I do not remember a Dahlia.
I think there's a Dahlia in three.
Don't remember a Dahlia.
Because remember, she has like a relationship.
No,
in the
sure
she's
I
part of the black family.
Know.
And
I
there's
don't
a lot
know a
of
Dahlia.
Fighting
I've never
between.
Met her. I don't know one.
So where do we peg her? Also, I want to say you're named after the Black Dahlia. It's a very hideous, scary thing to be named after.
Yeah, that was. I'm named after the Black Dahlia.
They're like, I'm named after a torso, a famous dead torso.
I peg her. Did I already say someone was first?
No.
I make her third to go home.
Okay.
Because I don't think she can do anything.
Her energy isn't giving me I stayed here long.
Correct. And then I also will peg her at a doll's kill.
Oh.
I want that plastic jacket.
I'll peg her at a broke down, no longer in business American Apparel factory. And I'll peg her. Yeah, I'm getting 11. I'm getting 11 vibes.
Oh, you had that like it was coming through your...
Like 11, Dahlia's it was coming eye. Through. Yeah.
I'll peg her at Metropolitan in Brooklyn. And I'll peg her. I think she's like, she's 6 or 7. Like,
okay.
Middle.
Love it. Moving on to Crystal Method.
She goes home early. I don't know if it's a fact. Wait, let me look at her one more time.
My favorite thing about this.
I loved this look, though.
My favorite thing about this interview is.
Why does she look like Robbie Turner in this?
Because she just survived a near non-death experience.
My favorite thing about this interview is I love when she was like, I never show body. I like to be covered head to toe and sweaty. I loved that. And then I loved at the end when they were like, why are you America's Next Drag Superstar? And she was like, I'm good. I'm something you've never seen before. I'm original. I'm great. I'm talented. And I can sing really well, I guess, sort of. I don't know. And then they ended the interview.
She's from Springfield, Missouri.
She is from Springfield, Missouri.
I remember,
she looked like the elf. The elven.
That's what I'm saying. She gave me such a different look. Yeah. So I live. The pearls in the wig are very pussy to me.
Yeah.
That is
I like that
a
look.
Big, I think, meaty pussy.
I think she... No,
I
I'm
like
not,
her aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying this because she's sort of an avant-garde aesthetic like Milk, but I think she has like a Milk trajectory where she'll go home like fifth, but make a lasting impression with like a lot of people who connect to what she does.
Yes, totally.
If that makes sense.
Totally.
So I would peg her ahead of Michaels.
Oh,
and
nice.
I think she goes home fifth.
I would peg her at a Ricky's.
Oh.
Pick up some lashes and some hair dye while I'm there. And I think she goes home kind of early.
Nice.
Maybe fourth or fifth.
Good.
Nice.
Just to
nice.
Keep this.
Get her out of there.
Yeah, nah. Keep this pattern alive. I'll peg her at a Home Goods.
Yeah.
I'm going there later today.
Really? Oh. What's the scary one? Like from the Midwest, that's like a scary company. That's bad.
Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby is the scary one. We'll peg her in a Home Goods, so we're a little safer. And yeah, I'll peg her ninth. I could be
ninth.
Wrong. Next, Miss Britta.
Britta.
Top four, this add no look, more.
Her teeth, the whole gag, I loved it. And it felt like she was talking, like you, I was excited to hear what she was going to say next. I wasn't
she
like,
she is beautiful.
This look was incredible, but if you look at the looks when they're all lined up, I actually kind of thought, and I think the only reason they didn't is because of these, in like the video, her red and blue are muted.
Yes.
Compared to everyone else's.
It's more of a maroon.
Which was kind of smart because that made her have to go center.
Oh. Like,
isn't she look, just off center?
I think she's dead center, isn't she? In the big photo?
Interesting.
For the red, white, and blue.
All the things you do.
America, America.
Oh, this is you. Bop, bop, bop. Bob Saget couldn't be here because he's fucking an 18-year-old. Okay. what? He's a bad man.
Did is you know? He?
Yeah, he's kind of a bad man.
Oh.
He's a bad man. That's so wait, Britta, girl. Here's what I want to say is like her
I
look.
I thought this was James Charles. Someone said that about Gigi.
Damn.
Her look looks like Rue. Like yes. She looks like Rue.
She looks yes. So put together.
She looks
her
Rue.
Hair is so right. It's crazy. Yeah.
The dress is actually, here's what I'll say. The dress is fine, but she makes it look stunning.
Yes. That personality filling out that dress.
She's cool. Fucking top four.
I would fuck her at the Hoover Dam.
Ooh.
Because water.
Water.
And I, top four.
I would peg her backstage at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, where RuPaul's Drag Race Live is happening?
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Oh,
shocking. And I would put her top four.
Great. I'll peg her in a science lab classroom. On top of a bunch of outdated textbooks.
Mm.
Of course, top four. Also, fucking in water is hard.
I didn't say I was going to fuck her in the water.
You just want to be near the water.
I want to be at the dam.
The dam is a tourist site.
Yeah, and it filters water.
I love that. Okay, finally, Miss Aiden Zane.
Oh, she's the one with all the controversy.
Why?
What did she do?
Girl, oh, she's defending the no trans casting.
Oh no.
Where is she from though?
Georgia.
She's from like the
somewhere
middle of Georgia.
In Georgia.
Okay. Well,
now
so,
the issue
you know, she's surrounded by science. I'm probably not some
it's
great
really
political
tricky
views.
Because these divas are beholden to the production company.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be in the good graces if they want to get their little wow show afterwards.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now, I think World of Wonder is like managing the girls.
Oh. Yeah.
Once they get cast, they have to get approval. They have to get all their press approval. They have to work. They've signed on to work with this production company on this television show for like a year and a half,
ever.
Like 18 months.
Damn.
Right? And so you have to play by their rules.
Damn.
Now, if you don't believe that the casting is correct and you think trans girls should be on the show, you just kind of have to be quiet. While the show is coming out there and people are criticizing
but
it.
But how is it bad for them, even if they're a part of the show, to just say, yeah, I wish that there was trans women on
That's
this show
fine.
As well.
Aiden went on and said, it's Rue's show. She can do whatever she wants. There shouldn't be trans girls on the show.
Was this before or after she was cast?
Directly after the casting came out. She has
well,
been
you didn't
popping
have to
off.
Do all that,
exactly.
Aiden. You know what? She goes on first.
Yeah, well, I felt the energy, too, when she said, I'm the quiet girl. I'm like, uh-oh, Mayday, we're going down.
Right. She's trying to let people know that, you know, that's part of her personality.
Yeah, very little excitement from her. And then when she was like, she already feels like she's making excuses for how her drag is different. You know what I mean? In
oh,
the way
sure.
that a Dax would of like, I do something different. Where it's
Dax,
like,
Dax, deep cut.
Dax,
just
oh
say
my
Dax.
God.
Center of controversy.
Also, I just... from our own exclusive season 13.
Ooh.
Intel.
I said, what was it? What was the theme? Was it punk or hardcore? And they said, no, the theme was high fashion streetwear with an edge.
Oh.
Grunge/street. So basically they said, whatever your take on street fashion is.
Mm. So Widow Von Doom.
Widow Von Doom.
Oh, wait, where would we peg Aiden? We didn't
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I said,
Fender.
Oh.
Where, though?
First, but yeah, I will peg her. Oh, you know what? I'll peg her in Emoji. Because they're like, Emoji. She, in like that little section where they have like the bean bags and stuff.
I would peg her at a hell house.
She's very familiar with those, I'm sure.
Yeah. And yeah, I think when she walks into the workroom, they all just point to the door and she goes on before she even gets a gel.
They just, they hit it.
Yeah. I would peg her on Dragula season 4. And I don't know, I guess maybe kind of early just because of how she was talking.
Yeah.
Fuck, she didn't seem to be super excited to be excited there. And she sounded like you said, it sounded like she was making excuses where she was like, what I do is different from these girls. So that's why I didn't stick
right. With. Very akin with, I have to stay true to myself, which is like, oh, so you're going home. That's what that
remember
means.
Wait, was it Dax and Layla went home at the same time?
Yes, they sure did.
Rue and was Dax like, oh, it was a vodka or something.
They were like, she was and like, oh, let's just move on.
Vodka, the original meh.
A lot of vodka.
And Layla's face in that clip where she like looks
at
like,
you really are an encyclopedia of the show.
I want you and Alaska in the
knew
same room.
Anything else? I still need to meet Alaska
a
properly.
Lot of vodka.
She does that. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, it's a gag. Guys, what do you want to promote?
Listen to our podcast, Sloppy Seconds. With Big Dipper and Meatball, you just looked that up.
It's so fun.
Yes, Mono's on it.
You're on an episode that's coming out soon.
Yes.
Soon, yeah.
Gorgeous. It might even be out by the time this comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? But find us both on our podcast. Do you want to plug Race Chaser?
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you already know about Race Chaser.
Race Chaser.
And you've already sent hate comments.
Right, exactly. Race Chaser comes out Wednesdays and Fridays. It's called Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem.
Y'all will be talking about the new season as well.
Yes, we will.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess we start that March 4th, which is the first Wednesday after the premiere.
Yes.
So, and then, if you like, gay rap music.
Fuck yeah.
I will be releasing an album soon. And, I also have a lot of music and music videos out in the world. So literally I find the easiest way to find me is by YouTubing Big Dipper Gay.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And all my videos come up.
And nice. If you want to find me, just look up Meatball.
Mm-hmm.
No. Drag queen.
There it is.
Just look up a spicy meatball.
Spiciest meatball.
No, I know. I'm saying if they were just Google meatball.
Well, don't give them the wrong information. We've already done enough of that during this whole podcast.
I know.
This whole thing. Do you like just coming in here? Well, I guess once the show is out, you actually talk about the actual show.
Yeah.
But this was just an hour plus of misinformation.
That is my brand. That is my brand. Well, because I mean, like, I honestly, with Race Chaser, I'm like, oh, we can't give as authentic of a first person experience as Race Chaser can give.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we try to prioritize shenanigans, tomfoolery, goonery, and filth.
But also, I like listening to both because, like, Race Chaser is giving you the inside tea, and Willem, of course, will tell you, like, her experience and how she believes and imagines production is up right now, but y'all are watching it as strictly fans, so I'm hearing a fan's opinion, and that's how most people are taking it in, so it's interesting to hear both sides.
I love them both. I really am a Race Chaser fan, and I love that our worlds are colliding even
that's
more
right.
All right, y'all, rate and review us on iTunes. Till next time, bye.
What do y'all know about Wicked?
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.